some questions that we left off last week. We're dealing with the third part of the Mishnah. He said we have this same pasuk brought in the one Brachos, and there are the more talking about tefillah. It seems to be the sugya. The pasuk that they bring is referring to din. Actually, when the Gemara says three, it switched from tefillah to din. And it said menayin. Menayin l'shloisha shiyoshin b'din sheshchini imoyim shenever v'kel l'kim yishkoi. And the Gemara afterwards says, what's the chiddush of telling us that 3/10? Now the same medina shlomo b'almo, it's only shalom lo yase shchina k'mash malon medina nami hainu teir. So last week I think we explained why the idea of shlomo b'almo doesn't qualify for shchina. So we were left with the problem. So then, what does it mean that din is teir? And we explained that just because they're speaking in dibur teir over there, that's not enough. It's not sufficient. And secondly, we had the problem with our Mishnah, that at least the Gemara is talking on the right subject. We need the pasuk that qualifies for the subject. It would sound like, since this is a Gemara and this is a Mishnah, so the Gemara would be based on the Mishnah. But it sounds going the wrong way, because the Mishnah is talking directly about Teir, and it's going to bring a pasuk about Mishpat, that the Gemara says is qualifies because Mishpat is Teir. Yeah. So therefore, in the Mishnah that talks about Teir, so we bring the one that speaks about Mishpat, that is Teir. Can't bring me something a little more direct. So, we have to understand what is this Madrega of three, and why, in all aspects, both in the Gemara and the Mishnah, this is the pasuk to bring, and the concept that Mishpat is Teir. Meaning that on the surface, Mishpat is Shalom, but that wouldn't qualify for Shechina. And the Gemara is being a Chadish. That's what the Gemara is clarifying. That's what the Chiddush of three in Mishpat is, that it is Teir. So, the concept of Mishpat, the concept why every din in Klai Yisrael, every Mishpat by Klai Yisrael needs a three or a multiple of three in the Beis Din. A Beis Din is basically three. Every Beis Din is three. Even a Beis Din of 71 is 3, but it's 35 is on one side, 35 on the other side, and a machria. The way a bezin is built is like the scales. You have the maimina, you have the masmira, you have a machria. The psak can take place in any form of the different threes. It doesn't have to be the rish bezin machria, but the form of the bezin is that. The reason why you can't have a Beis Din shekel, right? You have to have equal on both sides, and then a machria. All of the limudim that we learn, the numbers for a Beis Din, all work that way. If you bring a pasuk, you bring psukim to learn certain numbers, and then we say, ve'ein Beis Din shekel, so we throw in another one. So that's not the mikra. Everything in Torah is exactly, there couldn't be a better way to state it, even though when it sounds like we're doing it slightly bidiyavet. No, it's exactly like that. In other words, be'etzem, there are two roles being played in the Beis Din. One role that's being played in the Beis Din is the role of the biur, where there seems to be a natural tendency, a proper Torah tendency, that there should be, on any situation, mezakegim, there's two sides to every issue. Ask any yeshiva, ask yeshiva bracha a question. And what's the answer? The answer always is it depends. If like this, and if like that, and then what are you left with? Well, now, if like this, like if listen, but now I'm asking you, in my this case, what's this? So now it's a totally b'shikul adas. I have to be machriya is the idea is that it's like this stronger, or is the idea is like that stronger? Black and white, just very, very rare to find. Generally, black and white means there wasn't really a suffix in the first place. And that's not what you have. You take the person when there's a need for a suffix. But the idea that is basic to what a bezdin is the decision process of das, the capability of being machria between two valid possibilities. Most people have an argument. The arguments are based on the assumption that there's one valid side. The way to disarm almost all arguments is to recognize that in order to be right doesn't mean that there's no other side. Almost never is there no other side to the point that there's nothing to be recognized on the other side. Yeah, machlokes that you have between koyach v'adosai. Koyach v'adosai, Moshe v'koyach should be the two sides. No. That was a one-sided argument. The machlokes was koyach v'adosai and then between themselves. Moshe ben Avanachnum, or not for me, I didn't do anything here. That's a very rare type of machlokes. And in fact, that's not really a machlokes. I won't go into Koyach, it's a little, you know, it's a few weeks from now. I'll just put it to you this way. That's a total exit from reality. To go to a point where there's no such side whatsoever, stand on totally empty grounds. Do you know what happens when you stand on totally empty grounds? Falling. That's what happens. That's exactly what happens. It's just that it doesn't always happen so clearly. It's not just the moshul, it's the hezbir of the yisoid of the dvar. What? If you pull the rug out of under your feet and you stand on nothing, then you can't stand, you fall. It's just usually things are not so clear. Most people don't think we're different. But be'etzim, what happened was that he dug his own grave. From Mitzvah, he dug his own grave. Because he stood on a point that had no basis whatsoever. That's extremely hard. Usually the wrong party is also partially right. There is such a tzad. It's just that it's not straight, because it doesn't add up. There's a tzad like that, but the other side is stronger. Usually the right party goes wrong, because he doesn't want to recognize to the minute degree that the wrong party is right. Generally, you can get out of having to go to a bezin if you can do that. And you can start off by showing the other person that you don't consider him koyach. You got a point. I hear your point. I hear your side. I'll consider it. I'll bring a raya that you're right. So now you really see that I'm listening. I'll show you how much I'm willing to go do something about it, because you have a point. So the guy hears that, so then you say, but if you listen first, you'll be amazed. Usually then there's ears on the other side too. Even if what the other person has to hear is 17 times stronger than what you had to listen to. As soon as you pull out Kudus Emes, put it on the table, and you say, here, I recognize you in Kudusam. It's this big here, I pay you for it. I do what it has to be done. Okay? So then things take on a different gravitation. Generally, though, people have very great difficulty doing that. There's a reason for that also. But the din, the mishpat of Klai Yisrael, anybody learned anything about mishpat? Dinim of Klai Yisrael recognizes very quickly that Beis Din was not our picture of what pure Din is. B'chol HaTesugya. there was, it is din, no question it's din, and it can be deadly. Sanhedrin could be very painful. The possibilities of koyach in the hands of Sanhedrin were very, very powerful. But the process was so just, and was so balanced, and was so totally weighted in favor of the guilty purpose, that it's clear from just the surface halachas that the Bezdin is not out to punish, per se. Bezdin is out to bring justice into the world. Bringing justice into the world, like the Gemara says, the simplicity of the idea of justice is shloma, is shalom. Shalom is not din, shalom is the opposite. The simplicity, that's the starting point, what the Gemara tells us. First we have to get the L'chayu straight, then we'll get into the L'chayu of the Gemara. But the Havamim is not Havamim. That is the basis format of din. Mishpat is the process of making peace in the world. How do you make peace in the world? There are two and only two ways to make peace in the world. This is a klal, and it can apply to all kinds of things that we're not going to talk about now. Right? You go home, you look around, you go and see where you can apply. There are two and only two ways to make shalom. There are no other choices. Shalom can be made either by achdus, a shalom bayis. You make a family that was had problems, that they weren't working in kahus, and bring them back together to be one working entity. With difficulty, without difficulty, but the basis is not going one at the other, but working together at their problems. That's the real level of shalom. I mean, that's the higher level of shalom. That's also the shalom that's hard to come by. It takes very special situations where that type of shalom can be brought into this lowly world. The classical type of shalom that there is in this world is a very big chiddush. The classical shalom that there is in this world is putting everything in its drawer. Pluses go in the plus drawer, minus go in the minus drawer, and they don't overlap. As long as plus is in plus and minus is in the minuses, they don't overlap, everybody's happy. If you put pluses and minuses, whatever the plus and minuses is, it doesn't make a difference, together in one bowl, then they start fighting. If you can take, like the Rebbein Shalom can, obviously Shalom from Rebbein Shalom, you can take Eish and Mayim, juggle them together, and come up with Shemayim. It's very nice, very impressive. Only Achdus can do that. Achdus can do that. And that's not always available to us. But it is the next best, what has to be done. If not, if you can't get Shalom in the form of making them one, then you make them solidly separate. Each one in their own positive, recognized territory. And then each one, if he has his own territory recognized, and is given his due need, his due justice, his due recognition, then he's capable and willing to live within his boundaries, or can be made to, if he's not capable, can be made to live within his boundaries, and to what they call live and let live. The job of a Bezdin, on the surface, is shalom. Vadai, that when capable, when Bezdin is capable of it, so they try to make achdus. Right? But that's not generally the case. The simplicity of the Madriga, what Bezdin is out to do, is to put everything in its proper place. Sort it out. What's the problem? A person comes in, each person comes in with a whole, I call it Megillus Titus. Right? It's about this huge, and 10% of it is correct. But the person can't sort out the 10% from the 9. The other person comes in with a counter claim. Each one of them, if you give them on the most cases, you give them a lie detector test, and you want to know if they really believe what they're saying is correct, you'll find that they do. Because that's the curve of MS. 10% MS can convince a person that it covers the whole 100. almost always. It takes a very special person who, in his own nikiyus, can, when he is right, 10%, to chop it down to 20%. But the natural tendency that if you're 10% right, then you see it as covering the whole situation. Because of this little area where I'm right, that gives me justice for this whole package. Now, each one have these overlapping claims. That's why they're fighting. The reason why they're overlapping is because there's a confusion in each side between emes and shekel, between tov and ra, between all of the steers that there are in the world. The job of the person is to sort it out. Sorting it out takes three. One, to recognize this nekudas emes. One, to recognize this nekudas emes. And the third, to balance between the two and to give each one its just merit. Usually in Beis Din, there's a bottom line. Either he does have to pay or he doesn't have to pay. And that part is one side. But before you can get that bottom line, it has to be based on Zeri Mezakai, Zeri Mechai, and the third one was Mechriya, and it weighs out the Zakai and the Mechai. In practice and in Halacha, it doesn't work that you have to have one Zakai. You can have not in Dini Nefoshes and Dini Mamas, you can have all three say Zakai, you can have all three say Chai, and they can all say together, except the third one. It's the concept, though, or the process of three, that you need three opinions to clarify. Because Be'etzem, you need to see, have to see two sides and to have a third, so it shouldn't, like the Gemara says, it shouldn't be a Beis Din Shekel. The concept of three, Ikaron, we've spoken about in the past, this is always the concept of three. That's three's role in the world. All threes are that that makes two back to one. We've gone through that many a time. Right? You have one, two, three. That's how you start counting the world. Right? One, two, three. You've done that? So two is the basic concept of the two sides of every issue that there are. Every possibility of all people. Anything that goes out of Achdus starts spreading to different possibilities, different directions. The basic concept of two doesn't yet have directions because there is no existence that you can talk about that's one-dimensional. It's a theory. It's a that on one hand I have Achdus, and against that I have two, duality. Right. Against one-way street, I have a two-way street. Now, if there could, Ikaron, if the starting point would be two, the three would be further away. Since one is the starting point, everything, all of the dualities that are all in the world, all the steers that are all in the world, come from one. That's why three has the koyach of bringing the two back to one. In the language of the Gemara that we're learning now, Shalom, the idea of Shalom is producing the Mishkal that we were talking about until now. I see your point, but Lamai says like this. That's not Achdus. That's not there. That's Shalom. When I separate it out and I say, you have this 10% on your right, this has, you're at 19% on your right, 19 is more than 10, and therefore, Lamaisa Atazakai, Lamaisa Atachai. However, the Shikul, you want to picture the Shikul. But that process, up to that point, that's what Gemara says, that's Shalom. That's Shalom. That's the union of Shalom, Pashas of Shalom. The Chiddush that the Gemara says, is that you think it's Shlomo, then what's Shechina doing there? Shlomo, that's a nice thing, but it's not Shechina. I will explain that last week, why not? I mean, the main Shalom is in the Shalom too, right? Is the Shalom here? But that type of Shalom is not yet Tayyar, and that type of Shalom is not yet Shechina. That's a three that after the three you still have the two. You can say, you go into your corner, you go into your corner. Three, shalom can be made in two ways. I have the two. I have the problem. Two sides. Yes and no. Black and white. Fire and water. Right? What's going to be? So the referee comes in and says, take it easy. You go into your corner. You go into your corner. Take it easy. Yeah, everybody. Yeah, this is your justice. This is your justice. What you have coming to you, this is coming to you. And he cuts out the middle ground so there shouldn't be an overlap. On that level, you have left an existence of three. You have two, who if they would not have the referee come in that third, they may have been each other's next. And you have Mr. Shalom, the third one, come in and say, shh, yeah, you get this, you get that, and each one goes in that corner. The chiddush of the Gemara, and the chiddush of what the essence of three is, that this is what we've been speaking about in the past, three has the capability not only of organizing two in a functioning way that they don't each other up, but the etzem, the tachlis of din, is the higher level of shalom. That higher level of shalom is called Torah. Where I get that from? Just because it was convenient? It was convenient. It works out very nicely in the Gemara. But that's not where I got it from. Let's bring the Gemara. Here, we found out that I was asking a steer. Here, let me just steer. This Gemara says that three is showing, Mishpat is showing, and that doesn't qualify. So my answer is no, it's not showing. You know what it is? It's Torah. So, what does it say? Shalom is not Torah, right? Torah is not Shalom. There's Shalom, which is not good, and then there's Torah, which is good. But what's Torah? Everybody knows that Torah is Shalom. How do I know? But that's a good one. The Rambam passing this Gemara in Halacha. It's a Gemara in Gittin, in Tess on the basis. Not very long ago, we were at Har Sinai, Shurus. We were Kavu Toya. What's the Tachlis of Toya? What's the Tachlis of Toya? So the Gemara says that the Tachlis of Toya is Shalom. But is it possible? Shanema, Dachera Dachin Noyem, V'cholom Nisiyor Sera Shalom. Do you know where the path of all of Torah is heading? All of the path, you know, all the roads lead to Rome. Those are different roads. But all our roads, all the path of Torah lead to Shalom. We have two chedushim that we have to know from that. Number one is that's the tachlis of Kol HaTorah Kula. Number two is that's the only way to get to Shalom. I'd like to see you get to Tel Aviv, not going on the Tel Aviv road. If you have a helicopter, hey, but if not, then you got to go the road that gets there. All the roads of Torah are the ones that go to Shalom. So we can be quite certain that there are no other roads that go to Shalom. Right? If you want to get to Shalom, then this is it. So, Zivik Stira. Here the Gemara says, not Shalom, Torah. Here the Gemara tells us, you know what Torah is? Torah is Shalom. So what kind of games are we playing here? This way, that way, what's going on? The trance is the way we're learning. That's why they call it Shalva. Shalva is the lower level of Shalva, which means practical peace. Practical peace is also good. It's much better than fighting. But it's not Achus. Torah, whole essence of Torah, the whole essence of Yiddishkeit, the whole essence of everything that's Aleph Anochi is what it's all about. What does Aleph say? The Aleph Anochi says the world starts with a base, right? Gracious, two. It just looks that way. All two is one. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The Klal Kol HaTorah Kula, that's why it's Klal Yisrael's battle flag, is Anochi. Aleph Anochi, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The battle flag of Klal Yisrael is Achdus. What do you mean, Achdus? Eifo Achdus? So what is it? But it's Eishin Mayim. But it's black and white. But it's right and left. That's this and that. Whatever, all of the possibilities that you want. Without Torah, there is no answer. And the only best option that there is the Shalma of putting each one in their corner. Giving them each one their recognition. You're right, you're right. If you're right, then you can't be right, you're also right. Same story. No, that's story. You're right, I can't both do that, you're also right. That's what Shalom says. That's that type of Shalom and Emes are not such good friends. Shining their Shalom. Sometimes Emes has to bow out from Shalom. Since the Tachlis is Shalom, so the Emes will have to bow out. Emes got in the way in the beginning, all the way back 6,000 years ago. I had a little conversation with the Malachim. Oh, you should make this man. And Emes said no. What do you do if Emes gets in the way? Stuff in the background. That's it. It's okay. Emes, all right. So. The Chiddush. What kind is that? You take Emes, you just ask him to the ground. What are we doing? Getting rid of Emes in the way? More explains afterwards that the Rishon created such a world that the Emes can go out from the Sheker itself. How does that happen? If Sheker and Emes, you say they had two different Mishayoshim, then one can't go out from the other in a way. But there is a Koyach in the world, which is the Sheresh of all of the Shoshim. It's the core of all of the Koyachs. That allows for everything and could bring out the capability of seeing everything in the final light. That Torah is called Torah. And that Torah is so powerful. What's the ultimate steer? There's no other two greatest extremes that there are in the world. The two greatest extremes that there are in the world is very different. There's nothing else that you can say that's not a derivative of that steer. It's not a different derivative of that extreme. And it is not smaller than that extreme. All Tov and Ra only start after. Yeah, but the Iti Lo Yetzeh HaTov V'Ra'is. The Bereshit doesn't come out Tov and Ra. You have to have Bereshit and Nivra before the Tov and Ra formula can come in. Until you have Nivra and Bereshit, that's the functioning, there's no room for that. So the source of all the powers is Bereshit and Nivra. Who brings it all together? Yisrael V'Ra'is of Kitchivrichucha. That power that enables unconditionally. There's nothing that can stand in its way. Nothing. No steer is too powerful for Torah. Torah's essence, Torah's tachlis, kol nesiv aser shalom. Tachel adachi no yom v'chol nesiv aser shalom. The Rambam says that the tachlis kol haturah v'aser shalom v'olam shenema v'chol adachi no yom v'chol nesiv aser shalom. It's Rambam, the last halach in Hilchos Chanukah. That Bezdin paskins, Bezdin is not satisfied with an enforced decision as you have in the Mishpat of the Goy. The Mishpat of the Goy can do Shalom also. They can say that according to the rules, this is like this, this is like that, and you can be guaranteed that one runs out grubber. And it's only a question of whether I think he can get away with it or not, what he's going to feel. Be'etzen, always the one who was passing against him, is by Klai, so if Bezdin even is Mechayev Dini Nefoshes, the Mishpocha goes over to Dayan and gives him Shalom. Everyone says, Mishnah says, hey. What's this? Where leave him alone. Right? He killed his brother. Yeah, he deserved it. So what do you want him to do? Right? It's Bezdin. Bezdin is Torah Achdus always, even when we kill somebody. The beer of Yesha. And a person who comes in, Mishnah says, let's put here, we'll get there one day. Two people coming from Din, Yebenech Kershoy. Kibur Alayim Asadin, Yebenech Yetzadin. By clients, so the assumption and the process was such that after Zeri Mechaim, Zeri Mechaim, and Machra, you have the Gemara Din, then both are happy. One is happy because he got his money, and the other one was happy because he was saved from his exile. He really thought he was right, but he only was fighting because he thought he was right. After Bezdin was Mevaya, and showed him that although you were this much right, it's not sufficient, and the mice are you're wrong, thank you for setting me straight. If it wouldn't have been the Bezdin, I would never accept. No koyach of a mishpat of a goyim have this capability. There is no court in the world that people are going to come out, the one who lost is going to come out happy. It hasn't happened. By Klai Yisrael, that was the basic, that was the assumption. Maybe they were real Rishonim that were different, they were the exception to the rule. But by Klai Yisrael, the moment it's that way, you know what we call a rush? A person is rush, he needs Malchus. You know what we call him as soon as he gets his Malchus? He's back at Chovet. It's called a chavit. It's called a yechav. Right. Okay. As soon as a person has received this punishment, he's my friend. He's my friend. Show me somebody who gets a punishment in a different court and turns out a friend of the court. What can he do? Friend of the court. But Kai is always a friend of the court. Why? Like the Rambam says, the famous Rambam, because it's an angel, so it's an angel. Begal, Kaisel, Be'etzel, Atoyiv, always. In all cases, Kaisel's always right. No, why Jews think they're always right? Because they are. Right. Except sometimes they get confused. The reason why the Rambam says is the one place, why do the Jews have more fights than other people? Well, I'll explain it in one place. I'll explain it in the Nusach of the way we're talking now, but it's based on what the Chazal says. Because inside, a Yid knows that he's always Oymid Mitzad HaTzedek. I'm always the white hat guy. Because his Neshama tells him that he's a Chiyak of Kamimah. He is the Emes Halei. So Vadai, I'm right. And here I'll show you that I'm right because I have my 10%, but don't you see that I'm right? I see that I'm right. The Koyach HaTorah is that is mechaber everything back to the source. It's mechaber everything back into its right place. When a person does an Aveira, so he's outside of his right place. But he's still a Yid. But he's a Yid. Not in the right place. Now he's got a problem. Because inside his heart is telling him right. But he's doing these actions which aren't right. And he's stuck. If he could get out of it without Malchus, then the Rebbeinu wouldn't bring him to Malchus. But a person can get to a situation, that's why it's not so easy to get there. Usually a person can do it internally through the Tshuva process. But there are cases where a person's gone that far. That ain't on a Mesas and Mesas. He's trapped. He's trapped in the Ugh Mesheke. He's trapped in the anti-terror world. And he can't get out. So with all the willpower that he has, he can't get out. But we take him and we put him against the block. And we Makayim the Din, Alpi Din. And he's freed. and he's freed from the restraints of chet. The yid gets up from the block, and he feels he got out of jail. Because now the internal feeling that I was right, the internal feeling that I'm a chelek l'chamimah, which until now lived in total stira, in total e-shalom with the reality around me, now it's been put back right. Now I can stand up straight and say again, Shema Yisrael, Shema Elokim, Shema Echad. Shema Yisrael means me, Shema Elokim means you, Echad means both of us together. I can say that, me, Shema Yisrael, now you're looking at me. Why me? I did this, I did that. Sachem, who are you? What, you're Echad, you're into this Echad, or who are you? Well, Echad, you did this and you did that. So true, you can do it all alone. You can just have a human tour and get back. Person finds self care to alone. But there are cases where the Rebbeinu has to assist. And he has shluchim. The Koyach of three that we're talking about is the Koyach of Mishpat. With Torah, that Mishpat that's not just Shalom, that Torah that's Chol Nasiv and Seir Sholem, that has to have shluchim. Why? Because Echad is Shechina. The source of all Echad is the Rebbeinu. This is source of Shalom Bais. So the Gemara says, Yud B'ish, Ei B'isha, Zer Zochot, Hashem Hashem comes out, and it's Ma'achet. If they go against the rules, they don't play straight, that doing that, it brings out, in the Hashem Hashem, that brings them together, and Hashem says, you don't want me? He goes home. Then they're left, Eish. And then it looks like the way it looks. But what's the koyach that's ma'achet? Yisha Yisha. Yudke? Hashem Hashem. All achdus always comes from the Rebbeinu Shalom because who else can achdus come from? There is only one echad. That's what the word means. Whenever you're going to have the functioning of this type of achdus, that's a representation of the Rebbeinu Shalom. That is a shoras hashchina alayhi. Therefore, there is no mishpat ki mishpat l'lokim. You can't have human mishpat. That's a steer in definitions. Right? If it's human mishpat, then it's shalom be'al. Then it's a form of chesed to get the world functioning. People shouldn't ishes chavei l'chaim bloy. It's also good. It's not bad. But that's not, that's good for goy. But that's not Klai Yisrael's bezdin. Klai Yisrael's bezdin is the capability of bringing the Shekhinah to intervene into the daily lives and problems and the most mundane matters of every individual yet. In his personal life, in his business life, all of us. That's the prayer I could do. So this is three. The Mishpat aspect of Torah, the Torah aspect of Mishpat, are that basic definition of Torah that is most fitting for the concept of three. That's why there couldn't have been a better pasuk to bring in this Mishnah than the idea of Mishpat for the Torah of three. I think three is, we see the different sides of three. That's the easy part. Now we'll get to the more hard part. Three was easy. That's because it's core of the Gemara's. Three was easy. We've dealt with three. Now we have to do the hard part. The hard part of the questions that were asked, they don't have such clear answers, are what's with five and seven? What's with five and seven? Five was mentioned in the Mishnah, no, not in the Gemara. And seven was not mentioned, not in the Mishnah, not in the Gemara. The Gemara stated in each one of the other numbers that were there, 1, 2, 3s, and 10, that they need a special chiddush why you have each one. So we need to explain, that's clear, we've seen that's the pattern, that as far as the Mishnah is concerned, if there's a special idea of 5, so we have to explain that. Now we have to explain why in 5, it's only in the Mishnah's list and not in the Gemara's list. And then the second part, we have to explain why 7 is in neither list.
Так, я понимаю, я
Okay, 3 is the 2, with 5 is the 4. We explained the relationship of 3 and 2. 3 is that that takes the negative aspect of 2 and combines it with the quality of 1 and creates a totality which is in one way a more developed form of 1. It's a 1 that can express itself even in the case of 2. One stands by its own, so there's only Beres, so there's only Beres, so there's nothing to talk about, it's clear. But what if there's Beres and there's Nivra? So what about that? So then you need Torah to say you saw Beres, a Kitchen Pichuchar. Then you're back to 1, but you need 3 for that. Until then you're stuck, Beres, Nivra, gets in control. What's 4 and 5? 4 is where 2 starts, 4 ends. 4 is the representation of total pirud. The word pirud is found first in the Torah. This is something that we have a Kabbalah from Gun. If you want to know something in its essence, you look for the first place it's found in the Torah. Where's the first place the word pirud is found in the Torah? Oh, there's a, these, Gan Eden has an Nahar Etzim Eden Mishom Yipored Ba'ab Rosh Pirud. The four directional extensions away from the center is 4. And that's why the most total form of anti-Achdus is 4. Ab Malchus are the C of the representation of how to go away from the Emes, how to be the opposite of the Emes, the Zel Umazel. And the fourth, that takes 3 and makes it 4. You know, in the Arba Malchus you have a group of 3 and then you have a fourth. And the fourth is Edwin. And you know what he says? He says, me, I'm Achdus. You know, right? And I'll show you. You know what 3 is? Oh, 3 is, you know, so all the old basic grade of Arba Malchus. So this is Nefesh, and this is Guf, and this is, you know, Seichel. All of them says, I'm the whole package in one thing. I'm, right, so it's all, not some particular. I'm the whole package. Only yourself. Also, you must get on yourself. The koyach edayim of being a klal, being a zelu mazeh. You know, Yisrael means Shema. What is Yisrael? Yisrael is Shema Yisrael Hashem Echad. The ultimate ra is when the ra comes and says, "I'm toif, and I'm a better toif than the toif." I'll show you. They get married, I don't get married, see? It's clear they chalk, I mean, I don't. It's clear that they. Any good Edomite would have a shear with Pepsi, I mean, it's just that. By Bilam, right? That's this. What does Bilam say? Bilam says, you should, I don't know about that, that's in Shammai. That's who Kodosh, Moshos of Kodosh. That's Kodesh. What's about over here? Over here I have my Aton. We're good friends. That's what goes on in this world. And that's what they preach. They have a sheet. We've spoken about this. Why? Where does it come from? The Tzuras Odom HaMestangin Lod. The Tzuras Odom, that's the ultimate anti, is the four. The fourth, which is the all four together. He comes along and he says, I'm also a unit. I'm also combines the whole package. Okay? But it's the ultimate ra. The ultimate ra. We're holding by the fourth, the fourth level of the fourth. We're holding the klal of the klal. We'll say it in the Shmuel's story. We're holding with the only Yisrael as said by people who are Yidden. Mamish Mufna. You do it, which is normal. Should be normal. I hope it's normal. The highest level of Edom is when you have Jews who take over the role. We have to separate. Something about separating Jewishness from Jewish nation, something like that. I'm not sure exactly where you put the Haidvah, Jewish nation without Jewishness. You lose the definition there somewhere. Start getting confused and don't know what you definitely, you know. So, you know, you don't know what Mihu Yehudi, and then you don't know Mihu Ani, because you can't take the Yehudi out of a Jew and be left with anything. Because it can't be done. But it's not a subject. Maybe it is our subject, maybe it should be our subject, but it's not a subject. The subject we're living, I know it's a subject we're living at the moment. Well, that's clear. Four is always the representation of the ultimate expanse away from the MS, the ultimate feud, the ultimate anti-Achdus, or breakdown of anti-Achdus, breakdown of Achdus. Ra, Arimalchius, everything that's Ra in the world. Obviously, the Kleisel has a positive four also. What's Avi Mois? Just if we throw, I don't know if we have spoken about this, but clear. Avi Mois is not four, it's three. Avi Mugino had one, and Yitzchak had one, and Yaakov Yino had one instead of two. And there was a reason why it had to be done that way. Can't go into it. It's not for us now, even though it's related to our subject of how that works. But in Yochanami, the Imoris are a tikkun miyuchad, a special tikkun of the Ra of Arba. The Ra of Arba can come along and say, "We're the Toiv." Derech Noshim Sitkonius, starting from the Imoris down to the Noshim Sitkonius Elisa Dor of Mitzrayim, down to Noshim Tzchanias of our generation, that says of Purim Chazal, that Puschusim Nigolo, Puschusim Osir Yigoyal, they have the capability of saying, we'll do it your way and we'll get it right. You want four? Okay, four is also good. Because with four, by Kleisel, is you can take four and show that it's almost sure to three. Three Yimoyis, the four Yimoyis, are the Hemshech and the Koyach HaMoitzim, the Koyach HaPoyel of the Yavois, the Yavois. They're the Melidim, Klai Yisrael, they're the Mamshifim. That's not a subject. But basic four is always Mitzayah. Maybe just we'll start on the subject in order to see the comparison. Well, why do I say four? Well, how about six? You know, four direction, well, six is even better. It's, you know, why it's four is two directions times two. Well, six is three directions times two. And if I can find a fourth dimension, then eight would be even better. It just doesn't work that way. About three dimensions, what can we do? Right, but six is more an extension. And that's why Geshen is always expressed as six. That's four. Arba Kantpois Oretz we have. But any reality, any existence of Geshen, in terms of Geshen, what the scientists call Metzius, right? And one of its basic definitions is that it has six sides. It has three dimensions. Six sides means three dimensions. And besides the four extensions, there's also higher and lower. There's also top and bottom, call whatever you like. So why stop at four and not six? So there are things here that are beyond us. And it's not everything that I understand. It's not everything that I can explain. Let's just make some observations. The subject in Torah of 7 as opposed to 6 is Kiddush B'chol. The subject of 5 against 4 is Tevin B'chol. 6, although L'chorah is an even greater separation, it already has a positive form to it. It doesn't yet make it Kiddush, but it's outside of Ra. It's Chol. Maybe we'll soon get to 6 and 7, we'll explain why that is. 7 is that relates to 6. We have Sheshes Yimei Bereishis, and we have Sheva, which is within the Merechet of the world. It brings the Mei Olam Hava into the Tzman. It brings the idea of the Kedusha, the source of Kedusha, the source of Barucha, into the mundane. 7 is always the Kedusha Shevatoich HaTeva. 8 is already beyond Teva. Mira, Chanukah, those are things that are beyond. 7 is the Kedusha of Teva. 6 and 7 are very close friends. The Ra of 6 is only when it starts not being a good friend. If it's a 6 that 9, 7, then it's an extension of 4. Then it's Ra. But 6 by itself already has a positive aspect to it, and its definition is that it's a wonderful, perfectly made Kli Kibbul of the 7. And when the 7 is there, it's all one unit. But we have to get back to 6 and 7 when we have to explain why they're not in the list. We want to try to start first with 5, understand what it is, and why it's in one list and not in the other. 5 is an extremely special number. We're really, that's where it's at. That's what it's all about. 4 and 5, that's the basic story of the world. Ra, as we explained, is the represented by 4, the period. 5 is the capability of bringing 1 into the center of 4 and showing it as 4 is the ultimate separation. 5 is the middle of the pasuk that Torah brings, Mishnah brings, Aguda. Aguda is true. I have all these different parts. Everything seems to be going in a different direction. It's all one. How is it one? Because it has a central cavity on it. Chatz Chaim says it on the Neya. It says in the end of the Gemara Tainus, it also goes to the Lasa Yismad of the Tzadikim. The Vayehu Yoyi L'Sari Chorei V'Kulam Aymer Zeh Hashem Moshek Avinu Roy. And the Gila V'Nishmachot Boy. So Chatz Chaim says that the Tzadikim are all standing on a circle now also. That's what it means to be inside. They're standing where they belong. But since the Rebbeinu Shlomo is not in this gala in the middle of the circle right now, so everybody's facing out. And when you have each one facing out on the circle, so then each one seems to be working in the opposite direction than the other. But it only appears that way. We can even give an example of some things that go on in today's politics. This is the only, I don't know if we should turn off the tape, but it's clear. Right. The people, those are Shach, he wants Shach and doesn't want Shach. He's for it or against it. I don't know, I didn't ask him, I didn't speak to him, I didn't speak to him about that. But from the conversations I have heard from him, from other people, you know what he wants? He wants both. He wants both. He wants each one for a function. But he wants clear what's each one's function. But on the surface, you can't have that. If you're for this one and you're against that one, do you know some of the biggest people of Shas that are working for Shas were sent there by Shas? I know that's not fair. Now, how can you do that? But you're here, you're there, the other way, you're for, you're against. Huh? Everybody knows there's two parties, so if I'm this one, then I hate you. Right? And there are people who got confused. There are people that, there's confusion. You don't understand what Rashach is saying. I think that they mean, well, if I put this one in this one, so then obviously I'm against that one. No, not against it. There's this and there's that, even though it seems to be going in different directions. Because you don't have that view to be able to see how you need all these different directions. Can you be both right and left? Yeah, if you're in the middle. Then you can be both right and left. I have right and left hand. The basic representation of the idea of five is one hand. A hand has this basic concept behind. Number one is in the fingers, guys. Yeah, each one going in a different direction. But you have, it's the greatest breakdown in the body of things going off in different directions. It's also the greatest harmony and function in the body. I can do, that's my hands do everything. My hands are the basic doers of the body. Because one is above doing, can't yet do. That's why with your head you think, but you don't do. You have one head, you have one heart. You think, you feel, but you don't do. It's above doing. Doing, you need the capability of expression, of extension out in all of the directions. But see, they all come back together again. There's a palm of the hand where they all come from, they all work together with, they're all connected with. Aguda, the concept of Aguda, is the combination of all of the different factors into one unity, where the ultimate of Pirut is also unified into one. Here, the same way as we said before, but here in a much greater sense, in an even more difficult to understand level. How do you do that? The next thing they're going to tell me about the Malchut, Abba Malchut, is also Tov. That's right. I'm going to tell you a lot of things. I won't tell you. I don't know. It doesn't make a difference. But one thing I do know, that before Adam was ever born, it was all written in the Torah. Before anybody was born, all the way back in Pasuk 2, we had the Abba Malchut. Before Adam Rishon was born, before the Shemayim V'Oretz were actualized, we had Toyu V'Oyu V'Choshech Apnei Torahim, which are the Abba Malchut. What do we have directly after the Pasuk of the Abba Malchut? We have five coming four. Or as we tell you to the Ur, five Or, it says in the first and the third pasuk. Here it can be Or, that first parsha of Or, five Pomim Or. Five Pomim Mayim, five Pomim Or, five Pomim Elokim. It can get stuck and complicated. But we're trying to keep things simple. The basic concept of the world was that the Rebbe Shalom gave four into the world as the Mokan Mitos. And he gave five into the world as the Meriape of the Mokum. Perosi Yetzahara. Yetzahara comes, he's a four-headed creature. Perosi Torah Tavlin. What does Torah Tavlin mean? Ask any housewife. Tavlin is not something you throw in to poison the chicken, throw it out. Tavlin is something you throw in to make the chicken tasty. That's what the word means. So, salt is tough and pepper. If it's an antidote, then it's not tough. Vadai, there's a pshat poshut where it means antidote, because on the surface it's what the Gemara can be understood that way also. But I'm talking on a certain level that's corresponding to the things that we're discussing, the real concept of Torah Tavlin, is not an antidote. Or maybe the word antidote itself can be understood better. The real concept of Torah is that, you know, in Pogobor, the same Gemara, next line, in Pogobor, you know what you do with him? Throw him out, fight with him, chop his head off. No. So you're my enemy? Haha. Full on you. You're my friend. I'm a shechel of base medish taken by the neck. Say, you come with me, you're my friend. I need you. He says, where are we going? We're going to base medish. What are we going to do there? We're going to learn. Learn? He says, you learn. Need you. You come along. A shechel of base. He doesn't want to go. He says, anything else? He says, how about let's play ping pong? No favors, no favors, just ping pong, okay? You're right, I give up, hands up. I'm your friend, like you say, I'm your friend. Just ping pong, right? Just learn. So what, I'll go play ping pong, you go run. I should give this match. Hang ball. Put on the leash. Come on. How do you do that? Why does he come? Because you can put salt and pepper in. You can put tabloid on the Yetzirah. And when the tablet is put on the Yetzirah, then we find out that you know what the Yetzirah, the rear of all the world is? He's the place where the Geshmack and learning comes from. Moshe Chazal. He has a very positive role to play in the world. Toi, the Yetzirah Toi, Mo'oi, the Yetzirah. And these explanations right now, so we're not going into the depths of the Yetzirah of Yetzirah. But the concept of thought is that power of Toiv, that power of Echad in its full glory, in its full expression, where it takes the Ra itself and its Machzeh L'Mutav, where the Or is Yetz Mitoich HaChashach. Ah, you coming against me? I'm all your choshek, you want to come against me? I'll make more oil out of your choshek than you were in the first place. This is a dangerous game, and it's not the play you have to know how to do it, and it's not the kind of thing you take on. We don't look for the shamus. We don't try to turn around to tell you. If we have a choice. If we have a choice, we say, well, you go that way, I'll go this way. And you bother him, don't bother me. You go play ping pong, very good. You go play ping pong. I'll go learn, okay? But we generally are each person in his situation, in his matzav, on his level, has areas where he can do that. He can pull up, get a walls around him. He can put up internal walls, external walls. He can, there's a lot you can do. But it only goes to a certain level. Yeah, for each person, in every matzav, there's one place where Siamese twins. He's your shadow. Where you go, he goes. That's a choice. Either where he goes, you go, or where you go, he goes. And there's one choosing, you. So that's what the Baruch Shem made it, that he, the Maaser, is stronger than we are. But we are the only ones who have choice. The Seder, we have choice, but he's stronger, so how do we win? No problem. From the problem. We have problem. We have korach. Ma'at me'or dechahabi me'choshik. The choshik is rabba admon. There's no choice. The choshik is black. His darkness is everything negative. Everything bad. Everything evil. All whatever you want to understand when you talk about a real thing, real Mr. Yetzirah in person. The real thing, personally, in your personal version. The guy that is always there. Can't build any walls between you and him. Can't send him out to play ping pong. He can't tell you not interested. It's either you or him. Meaning, either you're going to be his enemy or he's going to be your enemy. And, let's get the facts straight. If you want to do it by force, he's stronger. He's always stronger. And of course, Baruch Hu Ezer, yeah, you think you can do it on your own? Yeah, a little tug of war, and he tugs in, you tug out, and you're going to win? Can't do it. Can't do it. He's stronger. But there's one thing we have and he doesn't have. We have free choice. And the basic is so the free choice is that we can choose up. We have the capability of bringing in big loss. If we come in on our own koyach, he's trouble. But we have a way of plugging into the source. Like we said before, all achdus is the bench. All or, all tov be'etze is the bench. There's no other reality in the world, nor the tov in the world. Look at tov in the cycle of Chaim Tegrusiel and Zayv. All of the tov in the world that was given for packaged for human consumption is called Torah. The source of all physical tov, the source of all spiritual tov, pashuts. The source of all capability of bringing the Ur Metecha Choshech that exists only and solely in Torah. Pure Torah. All of that is Yetzirah. The only, I forget who says this, the person has a terrible disease. Terrible disease. It's life threatening. And the big professor, he has the answer. He worked on it 17 years, and he came up with derivative and a plant that you get only in Southwest Africa. And if you take two spoons of this stuff twice in the morning, twice a night, you can overcome. It's very expensive, and there are problems, and the difficulties, and all the rest of that. So you know what? I'll take two aspirins and call you in the morning. Take two aspirins, call me in the morning, maybe two. If you don't want to take the medicine that will work, it's difficult. There's some cautious that you have to overcome. There's some problems, there are difficulties, there are things that get in the way. It's prices they have to pay, like we learned last time. It doesn't go without the Makabu all the time. So I want Torah, but without the old. In fact, there is no such thing. I want Torah on a silver platter. Maybe have some sheep come get it, but until then, forget it. Ain't. It doesn't exist. You got the mitzvos of time. Lo yigato mitzvosa. I'll tell you. Well, I'll tell you, but I have this whole drasha. Look, all this good stuff that I have. Okay. So you see, yigato mitzvosa. Don't believe a word of what you say yourself. If it came without your gear, don't believe it. It's not worth it. You know, he wrote the shtickle stuff. He wrote it. You got your covers. Yeah, it comes along with you. Okay. It's not it. You want emes, you want ore that's teicha choshech. You want ore that, just a little bit of it, you can say, choshech, it's all, it's teicha, you go. So you tell me what happens when you bring with the choshech that was in the dark room, go, when I turn on fire. Where did it go? Wherever it went, that's where the Yitzhak goes. It's here. It didn't go anywhere else. But now it's light, it's enlightened. The Yetzirah is part of our existence. In proper form, it's that power that can bring all the Tov in us to the highest form of Tov Mod. It can also kill us. That's a real problem. It can pull us apart in the four directions. It can slice us up into a little protein of a defunctionized total steerer. Hypocrisies. But today I'm good, tomorrow I'm bad. But people say, I feel torn apart. You are torn apart. I feel empty inside. Do you know what happens when a thing is pulled apart? Look in the middle, there's nothing there. Because one piece of it is there, and one piece is there. That's what form means. That's right. That's what it looks like. That's his thing. That's what it looks like. When you hear that, then you... So what do I do? Prosit Yitzhara, Prosit Tehata. Chamisha Miyadeya, Chamisha Chumshite. Chamisha, Befrat, is that koyach in the world that can take Vera Ba'atzmoy and be Mahapich Adeh. Prosit Yitzhara, Prosit Tehata, and Meshcheva Vizmanish. Or Yitzim Tehata. I have to run away from the Ra, turn the Ra and make from Toiv Toivot. That, obviously, is going to be only in the Mishnah of Torah. No, indeed, we had to bring in Torah to explain why the process of Din qualifies. But the process itself is a process of Din, like we explained. So in the Kedvarim we explain why it comes back to Torah. That's in Din. But in 5, we are dealing with Ra, not with arguments, not with Yisholom, E-harmony. But you're dealing with Ra. There you need unadulterized, not coming in any form, just straight, pure tablet. No monkey business, no watered downs, no nothing. If you need to take penicillin, you gotta take just penicillin. You can't throw a couple of grams of penicillin into something else. You gotta take the penicillin. The tablin, relative to the oichel, how much salt do you put in your chicken? 1/4% of it? I don't know exactly what it is. Fraction of a fraction. That's sasna or the rahab menachesha. Piskuli, piskuli shal machat, and a piskuli yiftach lechem piskuli shal ulo. You don't need a lot. The bunch will do the rest. You need a little bit. A little tablet. Right? But it's gotta be the real thing. There's no monkey business. It's gotta be you got the room, it's also time. It's gotta be the stuff you can believe in. A little real tire goes a long way. Rosh Yetzer Hara, Rosh Yetzer Tavra, throw a little spice on his head. Uh-huh. You finish it. Ksasmina, or the Havimina Chesh. But this has to come straight to you. This is only to be found in the Mishnah of Torah. Mura, which is the main subject, is not Torah, is not, can't deal with 5. That's, it's not true.
The Tavlin,
the Yisrael, the time is that that we can believe in. The Torah that you can believe in.
Tavlin, that will be
the it's only after it's also time. That's the main reason why I say instead of listening.
What?
It's much easier to say.
What's the test for term that is actually really have a person studying for years, and you can even put Yigiya into it, right? And best and still be holding on many of the various bullshit, right? What's the test for that Torah that
Talmud Chochem Shesach Torah Chochem Einen Shachas Shvi Luchos Nusayim Boorim. A lot of times it appears to us that things are not ay. That's only because we can't see the master plan. The Rishon throws a lot of spitballs into the world. Right? A lot of individuals don't think about yourself, think about the other guy first. Right? You can think of this other guy and say, boy, did he get a bad deal? Such parents, and such a background, born in such a city, such years, such close to that. What can you expect from that guy? Brazier made a mistake here. That guy, right? Everybody has a that guy that you can point to and say, yeah, Kinnear, he was created to suffer. That was his main purpose. Brazier doesn't make any mistakes. But he knows how to add up in a way we don't. Only the Brazier knows how to add up to his brains. And it's true, like one of the great Marshall, there are some people who are sent into the world as the Melech. He has some avodim who their job is to shine the kisei shel malchus, and then some people have to take care of the plumbing. There are different roles that the Bereishis sends in the world. You can't judge one from the other. The nisyonos, the chetoyim, the koichos and nefesh, that are really part of the parcel that you were given, may not be the cheshmen of the kriya. We can't add it up ourselves and look at ourselves, or certainly not somebody else, and say it did work or it didn't work. And that's why you need a muna. Why you got the mitzvah at time? You got the mitzvah and look at the safe to see how good it is. What do you need a muna for? What do you mean? Really got the mitzvah out time. Look at the safe. It really looks good stuff. So why? Where's the muna coming?
Sorry, maybe I'm not understanding correctly. The point of where I want to understand is what's the acid test, right?
Because
whether the Torah one is learning or the way or right is actually right that type of Torah.
And any Torah amiti that's learned by Yigia, right? You're not learning something that comes with a. In the Judaic Kishap. But Tayyar, you know, stuff that was given to Har Sinai, that's learned by Yigiyah, right, is the real thing. Now, afterwards, you talk about Madrigas, that better dosages and the weak dosages and the better ways of doing things, the worse ways, that's Madrigas. Right. But any Tayyar is Tayyar. And any Tayyar that's learned by Yigiyah, timing. The results don't look so hatsy tatsy, right? First look at that guy and then look at myself also. I may have some problems. Here, I've learned to... All right, look at that. I'm a very good example. I've learned to in a lot of years. At least that's what I officially do. That may be the answer. But I've learned in a lot of years, so why would I look the way I do? That's a very good question. I don't know the answer. So, part of the answer is because I didn't learn to... Part of the answer is because I wasn't really doing better. But part of the answer is not all that. I did like that. And nobody just adds up. There is some Torah there. Why am I still looking at it?
Well,
come ask me what it is.
Right. You wouldn't want to. Who knows what you would look at?
Oh. You know what I would be if I didn't have Torah? If you had the mafia. You know what people would have killed by now? Right. Watch it. You never know. You gotta watch it. Maybe I'll make up something better than the animal. I don't know where I would be. I can imagine. It doesn't come with very nice pictures, but I know. If a person started, well, everybody had everybody. I used to think there was only the small people, but the big people didn't. So I asked three of them. Did you ever have a moment when you could have gone a different direction? Each one says, sure, how do you know? Very interesting stories, each one of them. But yeah, there was a point where it could have all added up a little different. And we could have gone some other direction. It could look a lot very different. Most of us had maybe even more than one chance. We only give ourselves credit for what we were since yesterday. Since the last time that we want to take in Chesh. But if we take that whole picture, right? Including what? Well, I'll give you a different way. I started off with people in kindergarten. A whole bunch of, I don't know exactly how many. I met a few of them recently. They look a little bit different than me. In a lot of ways. And the truth, bottom line, that the only real difference between me and them is the color that I did with them. I'm not holier than thou, and I'm not more anything than thou. I have Yitzhar, they have Yitzhar. I was born in America, they were born in America, I came with them. The Hulu, but also Yitzhar, it works. It simply works. And if you don't take it, then the other guy also works. He does his job very, very well. And there's no doubt that there's good understanding why people didn't learn the Torah, they looked the way they did. The reason why in the middle some people look a little half-baked and a little half-confused and there's some good, because the world is confused. That's what Chazal Rishon did. Nothing is pure anymore. Or it takes very special levels to get the purity. Most things are mysteries of faith and not. And there's a process. All of this is relative to what you would be without it, relative, and that's the Rebbeinu judges a person from his expectations, from the particular shlichus he was given to love. We were thrown into the worst of all generations. The pits. Neshama-wise, if we had a choice between the last generation, I don't know if you can say last generation means the war generation, well, we may be the second generation. But in the war generation, our generation, if anybody give me a choice, I would choose this one. But that's because those stories don't sound like a lot of fun, it's more fun now. But neshama-wise, this is much tougher. Much tougher. Physically, they had it worse, but neshama-wise, we don't even know the power of emunah that there was in Europe that rolled in the streets of the Gesalach, of the Yeshu Gesalach. The people that were playing, there were people that were plugged out there also, there were people that were plugged in. They danced to the gas chambers. This wasn't Yechidim, there weren't Yechidim like that. There were thousands and thousands of Yidden who danced to the gas chambers. Why? Because for you, what are Nazis? What are gas chambers? Well, this is only good. If you want to take my good for you, do with it. Don't work on all that stuff. Why? That's not for now. The Guru of Christ or just impassable. And to live in the last moments before the gas chambers in Oil Harbor, and Oil Ram is here, and to spit on the Nazi and tell them, they ever live. I know that in a second you're going to shoot me. And I spit you in the face and I tell you, whoever is wrong with you. When you're gone, I'm going to still be here. Right? And you know why the Nazis did what they did? Because they knew that was true. Every single one of them knew. And when they saw these things, it brought them to greater wrath. Greater wrath. It's like, you know, you throw a little water into a burning fire. And it really blows up, you know. And they didn't, that klichus of emunah, behus, that who didn't find it out? The Russian Moses generation, they did what? Chasid Yol, Chasid Yol. Stalin will tell you also, Christ is the same Christ. We don't have, we're put into this little teeny guys. What's going to be the next generation? I don't think about it. I don't know. Maybe it won't be. I don't know. Sheikh has to come, that's it. It can't get worse. That's what they said about from the generation. But it seems to be true. What's our chokhmah, and what's our chesed, and what's our pechus and nefesh? What do we know, and what do we have going for us? And he seems to have all the tricks. He has everything in his cards. We don't have nothing. So what do you want from my life? Or five times, or Yehi Or Yehima Elokim Yehi Or, that Yehi Or has no good. There's no generation that doesn't apply to. There's no Kirkus and Nefesh that doesn't apply to. There's no Yetzer Hara that can stand up against it. There's nobody too small. There's nobody too dark. There's nobody too evil. According to the Edson 30. Got piles and piles of mud on top of it. And I'm going to give you here or Gamal. Tehoi Choshev. And I'm going to give you here or Gamal. And I'm going to give you here. We didn't keep Tariq. We had the king that the oil was Tariq and all the time, the Chayshir and all that was Ra. No. We had the oil is Gala, we had the king, keep Tariq. Come on. These four things are Shoshim, Father, Al, the Malchus, all that. Chayshir is not Mishkoda from all that. Chayshir is not Mishkoda. Call the Achmas, call the Chayshir. Take all of you together, and all of us together are going to dance into the base of the finish. Put you together. Come on, the Vukhanetsev. Take them all in. So, I'll have to stop here. We're getting closer. And some of this doesn't exist. I mean, time is not in the Mishnah, so they're not proper. Right? 5 minutes to get to summarize, to change the service, and all the stuff.